I'm Matt Etter.
And I'm Dustin Leyenbach.
And welcome to issue zero of the Rancor's Brothel. We wanted to try a special event today. It's a snow day, so we're both in. We're in the same place, which is different.
Yeah, that's new.
Yeah, Dustin is not, 200 miles away.
Mm-hmm.
And what we are doing today is watching the DVD of Super Mario Brothers, the movie.
Yeah, I think it'll be fun.
Which was a completely panned flick for many moviegoers. Myself, it was my 11th birthday. No, it was my 10th birthday. And me and three or four of my closest friends all got to go to the movies by ourselves, like the first time, and went and saw Super Mario Brothers. Actually, my father went too, but he sat in the back. He let us, like, run around and do crazy shit. And so we are going to watch it on mute with the captions on. We're going to play a little drinking game. And we're going to commentary the film. So, I think that about covers everything. Dustin, you agree?
I think so. I've seen the movie a handful of times. I've just caught it on TV. No, nothing special about me the first time I saw it or anything.
Yeah. The DVD I bought when I was in college, I got sick one weekend. And I had to go to a CVS to buy NyQuil. And I had been looking to rent Super Mario Brothers for like a year at that point. And I'd never had it at Blockbuster or anywhere. Mm-hmm. And it was just in a little spinning rack up by the register. I was like, fuck yeah, I gotta buy that shit. I need this memory.
It's kind of a classic.
Yeah. So I spent that weekend, I had the flu, I watched this and all three Back to the Future movies.
Okay, right on.
Oh, shit, now,
I know the Back to the Future movies have really good commentary tracks. Do you know if this Mario Brothers DVD has its own?
It does not have one at all.
Okay.
No. As a matter of fact, Bob Hoskins, at the end of filming, was so pissed, he told the director he would never work with him again.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So maybe our commentary track will be canon. It'll be the canon commentary track.
It'll be the only one in existence.
Mm-hmm.
So please enjoy this bonus issue of the Rancor's Brothel. Go out, get Super Mario Brothers the DVD. We are on the menu screen right now, and we are going to click play on the count of three. So, or we'll count down. Ready?
Okay.
Three, two, one, play. All right. Screen went from menu to black. Hopefully my DVD player is working fine. Okay, we got the, what do we got up here? You can't have any dead air. We got to talk the whole time because I can't edit this shit.
Is that the MGM logo?
That's Hollywood Pictures.
Okay, Hollywood Pictures.
It's a little sphinx.
Oh, the MGM logo is MGM, right?
Yeah, Metro Goldwyn Mayer or something.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Let's see. Leitmotiv.
Mm-hmm.
A little fade in there. I know that right now in the background they're playing like, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. But unfortunately, for copyright reasons, we have it muted.
Yes.
So, Leitmotiv Allied Filmmakers presentation in association with Synergy Productions, just to make sure that everybody's on the same page. And now we have a little intro narrator, and the narrator has a strong Brooklyn accent, like, millions of years ago, there were dinosaurs in Brooklyn. We also had Dodges, which I think is a joke later in the film.
Okay.
Yeah. Horrible. Some of the earliest computer animation.
Well, I think it's high tech. That's high quality animation.
It looks like they did this to go through like a Super Nintendo, like the pixelation.
Oh, they made it look 8-bit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because like if you remember in the film, they introduced Yoshi as a character.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right.
And the Super Scope. Do you remember the Super Scope?
I don't think so.
It was this bazooka apparatus that you had two handles and you had to hold it like this.
Mm-hmm.
And it was for shooter games.
Mm-hmm.
And they used them as props in this film to be the weapons, to be like the de-evolution guns.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah. So kind of fun.
Yeah.
And hey, what if they found a way back? Title shot!
I think all the titles should be read in Brooklyn accents. Thunder Rumbling.
We'll get like a Boston accent in there.
Yeah, there you go.
I can't even do one. Fuck it. Okay, we're running up to some kind of a church.
Mm-hmm.
Fisher Stevens is in this. Oh my god, it's Fisher Stevens. It's Wicked Pissa.
Wicked Pissa.
Oh shit.
Putting some crack cocaine in that machine there.
Yeah, I mean, this is circa New Jack City, so crack cocaine was very popular. Samantha Mathis's mom is beating on the door. Samantha Mathis, who showed her tits and Pump Up the Volume with Christian Slater, if any of you were wondering.
I was wondering.
I'm going to turn the brightness up on this shit. There we go.
We don't need it to be a horror film.
Yeah. Bum, bum, bum!
Ba da 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 da.
It is. They're underground. Okay, pour out some drinks here.
Okay, let's do that.
We're drinking some 10 High bourbon, which is $15 for a half gallon.
Mm-hmm.
That's how classy we went today. We're gonna chase that with some ice cold cherry Big K cola.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Kroger, for your sponsorship.
Only the top brands for these kinds of cafeterias.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Made some popcorn. I buttered the shit out of it.
Good, good.
Let me set that right there. Can you imagine being a nun and finding this egg, and then like you still follow Christ afterwards?
Because
I would be like, what the fuck? I'd be calling the Vatican.
Mm-hmm.
I need an old priest and a young priest. It's an Exorcist reference. Okay.
Gotcha.
Just making sure you got it.
Oh, yeah. Spinning heads and things.
Spinning heads. Pea soup.
Mm-hmm.
Never ate pea soup.
Hey, don't do that.
You might hear in the background, we have a special guest. It's my wife and mm-hmm. my child. Because they're on spring break, so...
And we get the finger from her.
We get the finger. Yeah, like, honey, you're flipping off Dustin, not me. I can't see you.
I think she really, really wanted us to use the living room TV.
Yeah.
Really...
Oh, okay, so we have the hatching of Princess Daisy.
Okay.
Now...
Crying continues.
Do you know the name of the princess in the Super Mario Brothers games?
Oh, it was obviously Zelda.
No, what the fuck? It's Peach. Princess Peach. And so later on, when they started to actually give her a name in games, it threw back to this movie like, well, what the fuck? Who's Daisy?
Okay.
But we go on a little further in Super Mario Brothers games, and they introduce a Princess Daisy, and that's Luigi's girlfriend, which, when we think of the plot action of the movie, really works out.
Okay.
Because Peach was always Mario's bitch.
Mario's gal, yeah.
I love that visual there of, like, a gun rack with plungers on it as we pan through.
Every plumber has a gun rack with plungers on it.
Are they better?
Those are his weapons of choice.
I think of the line from Wayne's World, like, why would you give me a gun rack? I don't own a gun, let alone enough to necessitate a rack of them. You want your cola here?
Mm, sure.
So, what do we got? Oh, hey, Luigi, we got a call! We got a broken dishwasher!
We got some blocks that need to be hit with our heads.
And this, you know, it's ridiculous. In this day and age, like, there's a shortage of plumbers and electricians and carpenters. Because
really
everybody
are.
Got pushed into going into college. I want this my kid to be the first in my family to go to college.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and now it's like, you're a cable guy. You
yeah.
have a, you know, a bachelor's. I have a bachelor's in psychology, which I'm actually using a little bit, but I work in a job that doesn't require a bachelor's.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Hope my son becomes an electrician. Or a plumber. I'll take a plumber. That'd be fine. Bob Hoskins kind of looks like my family in this movie.
Certain sets of unions, they do have very good benefits.
Oh, yeah.
Some of them aren't the best, but...
Can you imagine, like, I mean, Bob Hoskins looks the part of Mario.
He really does.
I think short, kind of pudgy, the mustache, they dyed his hair black for it.
I'm disappointed that Luigi doesn't have a giant mustache.
I'm disappointed that Luigi's Puerto Rican. I mean, not the typecast or anything, but... Definitely recall them being, if your last name is Mario, you might just be Italian. You might be an Italian if...
I think he fits with the last name Leguizamo. That sounds a little Italian.
Nah, maybe.
Not in the New York traffic, they don't.
Oh, man. Mario Brothers Plumbing. KL53089. KL5 being, that's, you know, the letters. It's 555.
Oh, gotcha.
See, a little movie thing.
Clever.
Movie magic.
That's clever.
Wicked piss is what it is.
Uh-huh.
Again, it's Boston. That is not a...
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Scapelli, they got another Italian plumbing getup.
Mm-hmm. These are the big guys. They're taking over.
I love that it on the side of the van it showed like where they have franchises and like Beverly Hills was one.
Really?
It's like Beverly Hills and Brooklyn. I don't know about that.
Trying to spread themselves out.
Yeah. Mmm, popcorn.
Are those two big Italian areas? Beverly Hills?
Oh, yeah. I mean, did you watch Lethal Weapon 2?
I did.
Shit ton of Italians. No, wait, those were Swedish people, weren't they? What were they? Or some kind of Russian or something?
We'll say
Diplomatic immunity! Those guys.
Sure. Scandinavian.
Or not Scandinavian.
Yeah, they were.
There has never been a Scandinavian bad guy in a Western movie.
My movie knowledge is obviously much higher than yours.
Clearly. I love that this paleontology student can't explain why she wears a crack rock around her neck. Fucking weird.
That's the only way to make paleontology interesting.
Man, you want to see some dinosaurs and shit? Man, mm-hmm. Check this out. See dinosaurs, big titty mermaids.
They come to life right in front of you.
And like a plumber is going to be able to like muscle in on a paleontology. Like it's a paleontology dig.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need a court order necessarily. Like there are laws about that.
Okay.
And this plumber wants to fix a fucking thing. Now we have introduction of Iggy and Spike.
Mm-hmm.
Spike being the guy that steals Ferris Bueller's friend's car.
Oh.
In that classic movie. That was about the only other role I've ever seen him in besides ER and CSI episode.
Mm-hmm.
And then Fisher Stevens of Early Edition, Short Circuit, Hackers mm-hmm. is another good one. He was also in Lost.
Stevens, that's a strong Italian name.
Is it? Are you making that up? That's English?
No. I don't know what it is. It's American. No one's ever traced the name Stevens back past Columbus arriving in America.
Bullshit.
Yeah, that's the truth.
I hate you. You're fucking smiling through your fat beard.
My awesome fat beard.
God damn it. Santa Claus motherfucker.
Young Santa.
Okay, Spike's going in for the grab. Mm-hmm. We're gonna get Princess Daisy.
There's some bitchin' sideburns. Is that a chin strap or the sideburn?
I don't know if it connects or not.
Oh!
The glaze movers come by. No, mm-hmm. It's not a chin strap, is it? It cuts off.
Yeah.
That is some bitchin'. I like the cornrows as well.
Mm-hmm. I need to have that look.
Yeah, if you're gonna urbanize Iggy and Spike,
mm-hmm.
skater cut on one and cornrows on the other,
mm-hmm.
that's 1992 right there, baby. When did this movie come out? Fucking Google that on your phone.
Okay.
Oh, wait, I guess I can look at the copyright on the desk here. Hang on. Let's see. 104 minutes running time. Release date.
$3. Any jobs? No.
Yeah, $3 for water now is horrible. I couldn't imagine that. And like, I mean, but I guess
it's like an arm and a leg.
Everybody's got tap water.
Mm.
Maybe you should fix a radiator in your fucking rape truck. That looks like a rape truck.
The transmission's blown. Pour some water on it. That'll fix it.
I heard if you have a hole in your radiator, you can put an egg in it. That'll hold for like 1,000 miles.
I heard that. Yeah.
They did it on like Mythbusters.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
What else is the chicken?
Samantha Mathis?
Yeah.
She was the wife of Frank Castle in the Punisher movie.
Okay.
But, you know, she got whacked. So, yeah. Beyond that, I couldn't
tell
you.
I'm sure she did some whacking, too, man.
Zing! Okay, I'm not seeing a year. It says copyright Nintendo.
Hand job jokes.
Fucking great. Fucking brilliant. That's my crying baby.
Mm-hmm.
He's upset because he can't watch the movie with us right now. He can probably come in later. But not right this minute. We got booze out.
Mm-hmm. You don't feed your kid booze?
No, it's Evian water he has. Evian spelled backwards, naive. That's why you spend $3 a bottle.
I can see that.
Your name's Daisy, isn't it? Daisy, I mean, yeah. I overheard you. I wasn't eavesdropping. I'm not a rapist. I'm John Leguizamo. Not a rapist.
You sure?
His wife is Jewish, and he refers to his child as a Jewrican.
A Jewrican?
Yeah. Fucking love that. Like him in The Pest. That's a fun movie.
Yeah, it's a very good movie. There's a Steve Martin movie. Is that... It's like The Pest.
The Jerk.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, I think The Pest was really an reimagining of The Jerk.
Yeah.
I can't verify that.
I can. I'd say that's solid logic. That's absolutely true.
Beautiful shot of the Brooklyn Bridge.
Mm-hmm. I like watching movies like this and Blues Brothers. You see old shots of cities and
well, and you clothing. Can see the fucking World Trade Centers.
Oh yeah. I wonder how many movies the Trade Centers have been in.
Somebody did a video. It's like a 10-minute short film
mm-hmm.
where they played thousands of clips from TV, from commercials, from movies of the World Trade in the background.
It's really cool. I'll have to look that up.
Yeah, like in The Sopranos, World Trade Centers were in it until season four in the opening credits, and then they edited that scene out after.
Right.
Yeah.
And the Spider-Man, they edited it.
Oh, that Spider-Man trailer that they had to completely can.
Okay, yeah. Right.
I remember seeing that in the theaters. I went to see Meet the Parents, I think, in the theaters.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And that played beforehand. I was like, oh my God, that's so awesome. And then 9/11 happened and we couldn't find that trailer anymore.
Right. I'm sure it's online somewhere.
It is. It's on YouTube. Mm-hmm. Because when you watch it, it sounds like Nicolas Cage. Okay. We'll watch it after we're done today. But yeah, it sounds like Nicolas Cage is a character in that bank heist that's going on in the trailer. It's because it's a completely fictitious bit. It was never made for the movie. It was made just to be a trailer.
Oh.
So I wouldn't put it past him to hire somebody. Nick Cage wants to be in everything.
Well, yeah, right.
Okay, now we have Mario's girlfriend, Danielle, whom I think is attractive because I like big hair.
Okay.
Nice boobies on her.
That's a thing for you, big hair?
No, not really. Oh. No, this is just Jersey Shore before Jersey Shore.
Gotcha. Who doesn't love Jersey Shore?
Something strapless and you can take off that rock. I never take it off! Don't touch me! Don't touch me!
Don't touch me! This is my rock!
Ah! That's a crack. And now our new guest, the train, is going by outside.
Yeah. Went by a little earlier, too, when we were just starting.
Hey, let's go ahead and have a shot, buddy.
Yep. John Leguizamo was talking to that chick. Better take a shot.
John Leguizamo is being odd and rapist creepy.
There it is.
Whew. Told you it was shitty. That's why we got the cola. Take a drink.
Yeah, that's rough.
After five or six of those, then you can drink it on ice.
Yeah.
See, cherry cola after bourbon?
It actually
so
is
good.
Pretty good. It's very good.
That's how you drink shitty bourbon.
Turns it into candy.
Candy for your soul.
I guess I've just pampered myself with all the Jack Daniels I've consumed.
Back to the movie.
I would like to walk you home. Okay.
Don't rape me, though, in any alleys.
I'm John Leguizamo, not a rapist.
Not a rapist.
Everyone talks the same in this.
Mm-hmm.
Snoring.
That begs the question. Spike and Iggy are evolved of dinosaurs, so they're reptilian.
Okay.
Would reptiles still snore?
It'd be more of a growl, I would think.
Je ne sais pas.
So, I've done a lot of research into that.
Into snoring
into the evolution of reptiles and how they snore.
Okay.
That's a thing that I do.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Touch myself inappropriately to it. Look at that old Pepsi logo on the billboard.
Oh, he's a horrible driver. He just drove away. Somebody
hit
get
run,
that license
hit and
plate.
Run! Now we're having a romantic talk.
I start to say things.
Weird is looking is working in a bone pit all day. Fuck you.
I'll show you a bone pit.
I got a bone pit in this alley. Come here and check it out.
You're the bone pit.
God. So you ever had three in you at once? That's really fun to watch this on mute because I can put in the dialogue for me. That's what John Leguizamo would say, I think. So you ever have two in the pink, one in the stink, or?
Actually, it's been four in the pink and two in the stink.
We call it the minivan. Two in the front, four in the rear.
Called the Odyssey.
The Honda Odyssey. Oh, we're going to get sued by them.
There's that, what's the Star Trek where they have the female captain?
Janeway on Voyager?
Yeah, Janeway. They put a female captain on one of the ships and they name it after the minivan. It's the name of the Odyssey.
Oh my god.
Yeah, so female captain, they give her a minivan.
Well, it's called the Voyager.
The Voyager, yeah.
I never thought of that. Well, and then on Deep Space Nine, the captain's black.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the
Grand Torino?
That was the NCC, NCC Hoopty. I got the
20-inch rims?
Yeah. 20-inch rims on the Deep Space Nine vessel.
Yeah.
It was great. That was a space station. That wasn't really a vessel. It didn't really go anywhere.
Yeah, it couldn't go anywhere because of the hydraulics.
Remember, I saw a car whose hydraulic snapped the axle.
Mm-hmm.
And so as he was driving, he was in front of us.
Yep.
Snapped it right down the middle. Ooh, clean. The rough. Wheels just popped right off, and they still had the half of an axle on them.
Yeah.
Fucking hilarious. That's what you get, dummy.
If you're going to trick a car out, make sure you do it right.
Yeah. Or, like, if you're going to make a, like, oh, let me take this 1978 Caprice and make it look, you know, let me get a paint job and everything. Mm-hmm. Damn thing still, you know, leaks oil, and the engine catches fire all the time. Like,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, you look really cool in that, but, like, I had an 82 Buick Regal, and my girlfriend at the time, I lost her virginity in the back of it. And it's like, I had to apologize to
by
her
you?
A year later. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. No.
In my car, she lost the virginity.
No, I bought the car off her father. Zing.
Yowza.
But she, it's like, every year later, I had to apologize. I was like, I'm sorry that when you lost your virginity, all you could smell was burning oil. So I did not know how to take care of a vehicle back then.
Burning oil doesn't turn you on?
Oh. So moist. Okay, so we have some plumbers that have essentially committed vandalism
on pipes,
but in a priceless. Yeah, you know, if you don't want the finger pointed at the plumber, maybe they should have like caved the roof in or something. You know.
Oh, to make it look like they were rained in there.
Well, yeah. So well, no, just like. Okay, if the major suspect on who would damage this dig site is the plumber who's trying to get in there, why would you fuck with the pipes? That's pretty clearly going to be a plumber did that.
Not necessarily.
Oh, come on.
I would think that a plumber knows tricks to make it look like...
an accident?
You know, yeah, it wasn't him.
Like, don't ever piss off a CSI because they'll know how to, you know, make it look like somebody else killed you?
Right. Like, don't ever piss off a cable guy because they know how to ruin your cable without making it... I mean, make... by making it look like you did it, you know?
Oh, my.
So don't piss me off.
Live satellites of
fucking Northwest Indiana. Oh, sorry, Illinois.
Over 5. What percentage is that? I don't know. Let me think. They're fucking idiots.
It's 180%.
If he says that, I swear to God. I don't know, but it's not good. Okay, he didn't say it good.
He's going to kill us.
I love how Koopa looks in this. Like
pipes banging. This. I've got a pipe to bang.
Yeah, it's what we do to you down here in the sewers. Where's the Ninja Turtles at? I mean, this is New York.
That's true. You think that they would have a cameo?
Do a crossover event.
Mario Brothers and
hold on to these. Keep them off the shit.
Watch out.
Want some popcorn, buddy?
Have some popcorn.
It's yummies.
This is our special guest, Joe. No, not that
Joe, funny. The 18-month-old party ruiner. No.
What character in Super Mario is he most alike?
Toad, because he's tiny.
Toad, he's tiny, kind of got a big head.
We do a theme thing for Halloween every year.
Yeah.
Like our first year, like I was supposed to be Peter, but I didn't dress up. Natalie was Lois, and he was Stewie.
Right. I don't think you have to dress up to be Peter.
No.
And then like last year I was Robin, he was Batman, and Natalie was Batgirl.
That's cool.
So this year my vote, I've been outvoted, but my vote was that I be Mario, Natalie be the princess, and he be Toad.
Okay.
Or like I be Mario, he be Luigi, something like that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But Natalie, it's secret, it's still under wraps.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my God.
Spring it on you that day, huh?
Rancor's Brothel audience, we will bring that to you. You will get first dibs on who we are for Halloween this year. It's going to be good.
Very
epic.
Cool.
Epic.
I need to start having kids so that I can do this.
It's fun.
It's weird if a guy just dresses up on his own and goes to get candy.
Yeah.
I'm not a rapist.
Not a rapist. Not a rapist at all. Oh, he's really eyeballing that whiskey. Get it away from the baby.
Start him early, man.
You know what? Let's go ahead and just shoot this so it's gone.
Sand. Person in sand.
Person in sand. That's a drinking thing. Oh, God. That's so awful.
Oh, boy.
Oh, Joseph, don't fuck up the recording. I love you. Oh, God. Oh, my God. All he got was the crack rock? You're a horrible boyfriend, Luigi Mario. Joseph.
What, the guy who plays Mario, what has he been in? Is it just...
Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's Bob fucking Hoskins. He's knighted of the realm. He's, from the United Kingdom.
Okay. He's been knight. He's a knight.
Yeah, I believe he has won an Oscar. He's retired now for health reasons. I think Parkinson's. Maybe he's got something.
It's all the inhalants from the plumbing.
He was in Unleashed. I think Unleashed with Jet Li was like his last movie.
Okay. He was like a dog that got off the chain.
I mean, that's what Jet Li is technically. Oh, yeah. Okay. Like you take a little kung fu master, and then you're like a boss in the underworld.
Yeah.
And you just like, I mean, literally, he has a collar on.
Okay.
And he's conditioned that when the collar is popped, he just kills whatever's in front of him.
Oh wow.
Yeah. So and Bob Hoskins is
I'm kind of like that.
And I like this little trippy. Like we're falling through a geode.
It's the crack rocks, man.
Yeah. This is where all the crack rocks came from. I mean, when you look at, like, they made, originally when they made Mario for Donkey Kong.
Okay.
They made him Italian, which, this is horribly racist. When they programmed it, give me the popcorn so he can stop munching on it. When they made it, they made the nose so big because of it being an 8-bit system. And that was the only facial feature they could really work with. And so they made him Italian because he had a big nose.
Okay.
I mean, it's like, essentially, it's the most racist thing ever. It's like, they could have renamed him, like, Ishmael. You know, they could have made it, like, Jewish or something. Mm-hmm. Like, some horrible stereotype like that. I thought that was hilarious.
Do you see a lot of Jewish people doing plumbing? I think they hire people to do plumbing for them.
Okay, now that was stereotypical. Wow.
Because they don't like to do hands-on work?
Or because they control all the banks! Isn't that right, sugar tits? That's Mel Gibson, guys. It's not me. I love Jews.
I think Jews are all right.
I love Jews. I've never met a Jew I didn't like.
I don't know how many Jews I've met.
Like 4, 7. I had one that worked for me once.
Rancor's Brothel followers, if you are Jewish, let us know.
Yeah, tweet us.
Because we're going to
hashtag prevent cool you Jew.
From listening to our show.
No, what? Natalie Portman. Natalie Portman is super Jew, and she was Jew of the Week. Fuck. Nerd of the Week.
Natalie Portman listened to our show?
God, I wish. Mm. If I was a blip on her radar, I would leave my wife in a heartbeat. Who's sitting right there. Mario! Okay, so, at this point, these two assholes have gone to a complete another dimension and have not realized it yet.
Okay.
I think as soon as I walk out and realize that I'm under a gigantic dome, I'm in an underground city, that might be step one.
What do they make all this slime moss out of?
Like, I mean, it's latex mostly. It's latex.
Okay.
Sprayed down with shit.
Okay.
You know, a little KY. Like, makes it
look shiny.
Yeah, KY. Right. That's monster slime in the Hollywood business. That's all you need.
I've got some monster slime for you.
There's a monster slime all over your titties.
That stuff's sticky.
Yuck.
Interesting talking.
I like how some of the dinosaur people are not as evolved as others. So, like, they might still have a reptilian feature or two.
Okay.
Fucking weird.
Mm-hmm.
And then I also like how it's illegal to be a plumber.
It's illegal in the underworld.
I guess.
Because they prefer to have their plumbing just in disarray.
Yeah. Everything has Koopa on it. It's very, oh, what's the word? Oh, introduction of a Goomba. It's our first Goomba.
Goomba.
And definitely not a little mushroom with legs.
Why did they choose this look for them? Any idea?
It was impossible to do it any other way. To do
impossible?
At that time period with the special effects.
Possible.
With the special effects that were possible and the budget at the time.
Uh-huh.
There's the bad guy from True Blood Season 3.
Okay.
Or 4. And the Hoppa.
Sweet hair.
It's the Hoppa. There's the boss.
The Hoppa.
The Hoppa.
Yeah, there you
go. I could download 8 shows at once on the Hoppa.
Good commercials.
Good commercials. Dennis Hopper dead.
I know a company that has Brian Urlacher in their commercials.
Yeah, I know a company that doesn't give a shit because Brian Urlacher sucks.
Brian Urlacher doesn't suck. I think he's not doing
so. That's why he's got all the Super Bowl rings, huh?
Yeah. He went to the Super Bowl once.
Went. My fucking grandpa went once, too.
Yeah.
In the stands. He just had to pay. He didn't have to ruin a career.
Maybe he should have played.
Mm.
Brian Urlacher could probably shake your grandpa
off. Brian Urlacher.
That
bourbon kicking in there, buddy?
It might be.
A little popcorn bourbon mix. Okay, capture the princess. She's being defungused. Now we reference that stuff, the slime, is fungus.
Okay.
All over the city.
Where's The Rock? The Rock is probably still working for the WWE.
Oh, at this point, I think he wasn't even. I think he was in high school at this point.
The Rock, yeah.
Yeah.
He actually, The Rock stole action figures, like Star Wars action figures from the like Toys R Us and shit.
When he was a kid?
Yeah, when he was a kid.
Nice.
Yeah. And he would actually open them up and play with them. If he knew, he would probably could have. That's worth a lot of money.
Oh, shit, yeah. I was watching on Comic Book Man this week. They sold a Godzilla toy that I have.
Oh, it shoots the arm? And
shoots the arm. I had it at my grandma's, and it was my sandbox toy. So, right? Like, the arm doesn't shoot anymore because, you know, there's sand all up in it and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God. $250 it sold for.
I wish God would have granted wisdom to us kids to realize what we had in our hands.
Well, I was telling my uncle about that the other day, and he wanted me to look up. They did a line of, remember when troll dolls were huge?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They did a line called Battle Trolls.
Battle Trolls? Okay.
And he bought all of them and kept them in package.
Mm-hmm.
He wants me to find out how much they're worth. And I'm like, seriously?
Yeah.
Like, how many 12-year-old girls collect trolls? I don't know.
Like, right now or back then?
Right now.
Probably none.
Oh, mugged by a little old lady.
They're all on Twitter.
This movie proving, once again, don't trust the elderly. They have nothing to do with their time, and thusly... They will rape you.
I think the elderly are pretty deceivious, really.
Really, deceivious is not a word. Devious is a word, and deceive or deceitful is a word.
I'm putting them both together to up the ante.
You're putting both of them together?
Both.
I swear to God.
It's my northern
move down
influence.
Here. Move down here.
I should.
Introduction of Big Bertha in
the Devious. I'm bringing it back.
In the game, Big Bertha is a fish.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a gigantic black woman. Played by Nell Carter. No, not
because
really.
That's the jump that I make. Is from fish to giant black woman.
Absolutely.
Nothing against black people.
No.
But I have a thing against fish.
I don't like to sit at the same bar as a fish. That's all I'm saying.
Flopping around, it's just distracting.
And when fish vote, I just get upset.
Absolutely. I don't let a fish drink out of my water fountain.
She's got on her Thwomp Stompers. Mm-hmm. Thwomp being...
Okay.
You remember the character Thwomp in the Super Mario games?
I don't.
They just do these fun little things, like they tie characters in, even though it has nothing to do...
With the movie?
With the video game or the movie, but like, they're called Thwomp Stompers. And if you look at it, the cartridge that you load Thwomp Stompers with is a bullet bill.
Yeah.
And if you pay attention to the background shots of this, like there, he's carrying a box of Thwomps right there.
Okay.
You see things, you'll see Bullet Bill's Tavern.
Okay.
You'll see all these little funny nuances like
that. That's really cool. I like when people do that in their movies.
This guy, the guy that plays Toad. Oh my God, what's his real name? He is actually, and it's funny, in this
Ron
he's a musician.
Swanson.
No, in this he's playing a man who plays anti-governmental music. He really is a disestablishmentarianism kind of guy. He's very...
He's kind of a hippie?
He is, and he has his own show on... His name is Mojo Nixon, that's it. Mojo Nixon. Mm-hmm. Swear to God. He has his own show on XM. Fucking insane.
Okay.
I love his haircut.
So currently, he's actually in media.
He's still in media. He's, of all these people, him and John Leguizamo, still in media.
Mm-hmm. They're arrested because they're Italian.
Mm-hmm. Nixon is not an Italian name.
Nixon?
No. I think it's Polish.
Nixonissimo?
Nixon is probably Scandinavian because in those countries they use, like, if your name is Johnson, like my wife's maiden name, that means that a long time ago, somebody was the son of John, and so they became Johnson. That's why you have Davidson as a name, you know, Matt Matheson. This guy being Nixon is probably Nicholas's son. It's probably just the Americanized version of it.
Okay.
Joseph, I swear to God, if you want to go to college, leave me alone. He's trying to walk over wires and knock
the
shit out.
So where do you think Leidenbach comes from?
Tiny Cockenbach comes from German.
Tiny Cockenbach? It's definitely a German. Like, my heritage is German and Dutch. But Leidenbach itself, I believe, is actually German.
That's lovely.
And it comes from, like, washing your clothes in the creek.
There's three. There's Mario, Mario, and Luigi Mario. Get these Marios out of here!
So they're both, their last names are both Mario?
Yeah, well, they're brothers, so of course they would have the same last name.
But I guess I never really thought of their last name. I thought it was...
So their last name was Brothers?
Sure, yeah. But... Why would they choose Mario?
I don't know.
The guy who came up with it had a stutter.
Well, I mean, when you look at the whole development of it, like, mushrooms are both the enemies and something you eat to get stronger. Like, this is a totally, this is just a drug analogy.
Okay. Drugs.
I love the welcome sign over your entrance into jail. That's hilarious.
I need to ride through one of those turnstiles like that.
They have one at the zoo.
Well,
Indianapolis Zoo has turnstiles like that for when you're leaving.
We need to go to the zoo then.
Laser pointed rifle cameras. Mm-hmm. Meant to freak out Americans. They think they're being executed.
I think the dialogue in many movies you could put into a sex scene. Groaning.
Bells ringing.
Mm-hmm.
Are we dead? Yes. I say that so many times after I'm sexing.
Oh, so this is music.
Sitting here in a cramped detention with brothers from another dimension. It's Mojo Nixon singing. That's why.
That sounds like
and look at John Leguizamo. He's jamming to it.
Mm-hmm. He loves it.
I love his haircut. Look at that. Spiral outwards.
I need a spiral haircut.
Yeah, if you start to get like the receding hair at the top, you know, at the balding part in the back, that just would not work at all.
No, it wouldn't. Just shows that his mom's
and look
bad
at his bangs. It's like the bill of a hat. Hilarious.
He's like a cartoon character.
It's true. He's been de-evolved. That's right. He's been de-evolved into fungus, and now he's wreaking his revenge on the city.
The city.
Mario Brothers. Okay, they use the same extra to play the booking cop, and then the one that takes him through the fungus, like the defungusizing stuff, and then he's the one that goes and gets him, and he's supposed to be the chief of police. You see him later in the movie as well. He's a really involved chief of police.
Not a whole lot of them are.
Yeah, I mean,
they're usually just really angry and sitting behind a desk.
Yeah, like, he works for a horrible dictator, but he does his job really well. I'm just... Just throwing that out.
I mean,
does
he really comprehend that he's working for a horrible dictator? Is that the thing?
Conda, Dactyl, and Cohen.
Cohen?
That's a Cohen great, who sent you? Are you from the city? They still don't understand they're in another dimension. Dennis Hopper's hair in this. I actually had that hairstyle for, 5 minutes in junior high.
Did you really? Did you wear, JNCO jeans, too?
No, I tried, but they never had them in my size.
I didn't have the money. Our family didn't have the money to wear JNCO jeans, so I'm glad. I'm glad I didn't.
I would go get my large size stuff like that for the grunge style.
Yeah.
I would go get them at
Big and Tall? Or?
No, I'd go to Goodwill and just get a fat person, a dead fat person's pants.
Okay.
And I'd wear those.
All right.
Had a lot of belts.
Mm-hmm.
Just take that belt out of here, sweetie.
I never went through a grunge phase or a goth phase. I did. I had a skater phase. I kept a skateboard in the back of my truck. Or not back in the trunk of my car.
Mm-hmm.
Never worked out well.
I had the skater haircut.
Yeah.
Where my hair was long, but I had it shaved on the sides and the back. And that was when, one time when I did this hairstyle of Dennis Hopper's, where I had two mohawks.
Mm-hmm.
I looked like the Dilophosaurus from Jurassic Park.
Mm-hmm, right. And the character from, what's that? Is it just called Dinosaurs? It was like a 90s TV show.
Yes.
It's not the mama.
Was the mom. She had a thing like that in her hair. Yeah.
I think
it was just called Dinosaurs.
Okay.
No, Robbie.
Maybe the teenage son just had a mohawk.
The teenage son's name was Robbie. I know this shit. Don't fuck with me.
I'm not questioning
you. He did not have that. He had a singular mohawk style.
Right, yeah. That's what I said.
Oh, we're gonna de-evolve. We're gonna make a Goomba. Time to drink.
Okay.
De-evolving.
Shot. These shots are getting easier.
You gotta drink the cherry cola afterwards, or this is not worth it anymore. See you later, alligator. Love that.
Screaming. There's a lot of screaming going on.
Look at that. Look at that fucking computer animation. It's beautiful.
Every time I've seen this movie, I did not know they were in another dimension. Never put that together. Maybe I just zoned out while watching it.
Do you know that Jaws was about a shark? Because that's a big plot point in this.
I thought it was about a flower salesman.
A flower salesman, I swear to God.
You should.
Okay. We have de-evolved Toad, Mojo Nixon, into a Goomba.
Okay.
I love that his hair style pattern is see, it's still in his head.
Mm-hmm.
How they
no, hey.
They put a spiral in it. It's goofy.
Just the color of his reptilian skin.
Yeah.
Was that a dog pose that he had with his hands?
Yeah, that, he is descendant of T-Rex.
Oh, gotcha.
So you'll see him, when he's at rest, Koopa will hold his hands like a T-Rex does. Which is, again, really, like, at no point did Dennis Hopper look at the script and be like, what the fuck? I've been nominated for Oscars.
Yeah.
I was an Easy Rider.
This is a good movie, Easy Rider.
Dude, let's shut this off and get Easy Rider.
Yeah, exactly. That would be an excellent commentary track where you start with one movie, give up on it, and then watch a better movie.
Let's watch Under the Tuscan Sun, and then by the end of it, you're watching XXX hardcore porno because Diane Lane's hot.
She's quite good looking.
Yeah. I'm still wearing my pajamas. I want to throw that out there to the audience. Mm-hmm. I'm wearing the same clothes that I went to bed in. Me and Dustin have actually left the house today. Like, we went out and did some shopping, went to the library. I'm still in my pajamas.
I have quite a hefty beard. And so when you sleep on it, it just gets matted and gross. And it's been like that all day long.
You should use... I have special shampoo for curly people, for curly hair people, and conditioner. You should totally use it in your beard. See what it does.
I never considered curly hair shampoo because the top of my head is all straight.
It's
straight hair, but my beard gets very curly.
Where I have like a super fro. So like I don't use it all the time because I don't want my hair to bush out all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll use it like once every other week.
Right.
And I'll just have like this amazing fucking hair day where I have like these like... Shirley Temple, little tight curls.
Right. Okay. Now, I know that there are beard oils out there. If anybody in listener land...
a mushroom!
Ba-bomb. Oh! See, they made that look pretty close to the actual bombs.
They did. That's about the only damn thing.
Yeah, really.
I love that they stopped to get their tool belts.
Yeah.
Papa always said, never leave your tools behind. Like, Papa was clearly not an Army Ranger.
You know what? I don't leave my tools behind at work. I wear a tool belt. A lot of guys don't, but I see the benefit in it because when I don't set shit down, it always goes back into my belt and I never forget my tools.
Shooting fireballs.
So you're just, you're like completely ignoring the fact that I think ahead.
Oh, right. I don't. There's Whoopi Goldberg.
Whoopi Goldberg's in this movie. Holy crap.
Yeah. If you listen to the voice, too, like, if we weren't on mute, it sounds like Whoopi Goldberg. I've always thought that.
Sounds like Whoopi Goldberg.
Yeah.
Is it not Whoopi Goldberg?
It's not. I'm sure it's not.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
It's just a person with dreads in this time period in which Whoopi had them.
Okay.
And it flashes on her for, like, a split second, so you have no idea.
Every time I've seen this movie, I thought these cop cars were bitching.
Yeah, why not put a plow on the front of a cop car? That's insanely smart.
If you make cop cars look like that now, we would have less crime. I think everybody would be intimidated.
I would be fucking insanely scared.
Yeah. I would make a lot less heists.
Heists?
Yeah,
heists. I would rob much less liquor stores.
Exactly.
That's all I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. I'd steal from a lot fewer nurseries.
There's the video game reference of the movie.
Okay.
How are you able to do that? And he says... Hit the bricks.
There it is.
I would have never thought of that. Mm-hmm. Let's hit the bricks. Holy shit.
Yep.
Mario, you fucking great
genius.
Dialogue.
Mm-hmm. Hey.
Okay, hey has nothing to do with the mythos of Mario, but that's cool. I love that part where they have to stop that monkey from throwing barrels down the ramp.
Really?
Yeah, that's in there.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense. It's a callback to Donkey Kong.
It would have been really great if at some point he's like, oh, your princess is in another castle.
Yeah. Your princess is in a castle, and you have to go around and collect a bunch of tools and talk to a bunch of people in the villages and get the boomerang and the grappling hook.
That's Zelda.
And the wooden sword. No, sorry. Yeah, wooden sword and shield you start out with, but then you eventually upgrade those to...
Stop.
To more.
You ever played any new Zelda games? I played Skyward Sword.
Is it really good?
It's good.
No,
I got
haven't.
It on Wii.
I mean... My mind, I've always been stuck on Link's Awakening. That's been my favorite Zelda game.
I have that on Game Boy Advance, but I've never beaten it.
I'll show you. I'll give you some tips.
Oh, will you? Thanks.
Yeah, I really will.
I've not played the game in 10 years, probably, so there's that, too.
Okay.
I don't even know where my Game Boy Advance is. Is that
it
over there?
You should look it up. Look it up like it's in the phone book.
Yeah, I'll just Google.
And give my call.
Where is Matt's Game Boy Advance and Pokemon games?
Google's pretty smart these days. Okay, car on top of another car.
That's from the Muppet movie. Clear homage. Oh, you've never seen the Muppet movie, the old one?
I don't remember that part.
Yeah, Gonzo is a plumber, and his truck flips up on top of another...
You're kidding.
On top of the vehicle that is being driven by Fozzie and Kermit.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Sirens wailing.
Shooting fireballs through the windows and then killing each other.
Mm-hmm.
Hilarious.
Not fireballs, really.
No, they're fireballs. Like,
see oh, that? Wow, okay. Yeah,
yeah, see, like yeah. when they show it up close, they're just showing a flamethrower shot. Mm-hmm. When they pan back, it's an actual fireball flying out.
I gotcha. Gotcha.
So it's kind of cool.
That's kind of a badass scene.
Yeah, that's a big explosion. I want to say they filmed most of this in like an airplane hangar. Mm-hmm. I was a subscriber to Nintendo Power.
Okay.
When this movie came out,
right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Which no longer. I don't think they make it anymore.
Yeah.
But back when they created this movie, so like every week there was updates for the set and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Because like they were hyping the shit out of it, so of course like I was foaming at the mouth, ready to go to theaters when it came out.
Mm-hmm. And you were sorely disappointed.
Yeah. They just showed the Kupahari Desert, which I think is a playable level on Mario Kart 64.
Okay.
Again, that's probably 7 years after this movie came out, that show did.
I played a lot of Mario Kart.
Oh, Mario Kart
64.
You're playing on the Wii?
No, I've never played on the Wii.
Fucking awesome.
I
played awesome.
In the Nintendo 64, and I had a buddy, Jason Blair. He would play the driver, and I would play the shooter. Like, you could, like, latch onto that.
That was in 64. That was GameCube.
Really?
GameCube, you could do a tandem.
Okay, maybe it was GameCube.
I still sometimes will whip this. I have the Super Nintendo. It's under my bed.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll hook it up just to play Mario Kart.
Yeah.
And I'll play a little Doom.
Maybe some, like, GoldenEye? Did you ever have a GoldenEye?
Not on SNES.
No, I think it's a Super Nintendo, game. Right?
Yeah, SNES.
Oh, N64.
Yeah, that's an N64 game. Okay. Do not have an N64.
That's why, in the whole Rancor's Brothel thing, you're taking me under your wing.
Oh, that's right.
A whole lot. Yeah.
That's the whole idea.
Yeah.
Well, under my wing, we have shots of bourbon.
Have we made that obvious, that you're taking me under your wing?
No, not yet, because you say things that puzzle me a lot.
Dude, really?
Like, yeah. I don't know, sometimes like you whip out a nugget of truth.
When I just lie, and I make it very, it's a solid lie, so it sounds like it's the truth.
That might be.
This booze is hitting me pretty hard at this point.
That's adorable. It's fucking, it's... 1:30 in the afternoon.
Yeah, it is. It's afternoon, so this is legal.
Legal?
Not to the government, but like to our morals. It's morally legal.
Right?
We're not breaking the moral law.
I've been in a bar at 6 in the morning many times, so I...
Really?
Yeah.
6 in the morning?
Yeah.
What? Oh, okay. Any particular reason, or...?
Oh, like for the walk, homecoming, going on vacation, things like that?
Okay, yeah, I've been there, yeah.
If a place is open and they serve liquor, they gotta serve you.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Mm-hmm. Lena, that character, she has a drink later, or maybe
he seems like he's having
an orgasm in the mud.
He's having a good time in the mud.
A lot of vertical stripes on the dresses on the women in this.
I think that was just like an 80s thing or this is like 90s. A 90s thing.
Look at, there's Lena, and then let's see Danielle right there. So that's a lot of
okay.
That's enough for me. That Lena lady, that was also the mother of Dudley in the Harry Potter films.
I don't know a whole lot about Harry Potter.
Oh my god.
Sorry.
Get the fuck out of my house.
Alright, I'm leaving.
Oh.
Welcome to the Matt Show. Blah, blah, blah,
blah, blah, blah, blah, blah. I'm a funny guy. I like to get drunk and watch movies. Blah.
Give me some more cherry coke. I'm back.
I like cherry cola. My name is Dutton.
Is that how I talk?
Yeah.
Okay. You should slur it some more because I'm getting drunk.
I poured the fourth shot. We haven't even had it yet.
Oh, yeah. Well, we haven't had a good...
Grab ice out of there.
We haven't had a good shot point.
Well, no, I poured them to have a shot, and then you were like, I'm feeling this booze pretty hard.
But
and I thought, oh, that's adorable.
So? It doesn't mean I can't take the shot.
So now here is a scene where we evolve Iggy and Spike and make them smarter.
Okay.
There's our special guest star, my dryer.
So Iggy and Spike are kind of like that rhino guy and...
like from Spider-Man?
No, I'm thinking from...
there's only one rhino.
I think there's a rhino guy in Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
No.
I'm looking it up. You continue talking while I...
I'm a ninja. I'm like... Oh, God. I have every episode Who of has Ninja a horn? Turtles right there.
There's a guy from that has a horn.
There is Dimetrodon. No, that's a dinosaur. There's Tri-something. Nobody has a
I'm Googling this.
There's no rhinoceros in the Ninja Turtles.
Just to give you some commentary, I'm Googling this in Rhino Guy.
Okay, so anyway, back to what I was saying. This begs the question, if you have a machine that you can evolve people as well...
Bebop and Rocksteady, one of them is a rhino.
Oh, what the fuck was I thinking of? Comics or
Boom!
Something.
Check it out.
Right? Yeah, I got it. And Bebop's a warthog, Rocksteady's a rhino.
Mm-hmm. One for me.
I got so Boom. Overconfident in the drinking.
Oh my god, I feel so good.
You better. Now listen to me, goddammit. If you have a machine okay. that can evolve your brain and make you smarter, why wouldn't you get in it yourself?
Maybe it's still under, like technological development?
Maybe.
Is that a thing?
I don't know.
Maybe he's not sure of the attributes yet.
Why is your phone plugged in over here?
Because if I plugged in over there, I would have to go up and check it. I have to get up.
That's cool. Okay, if you do not return with the plumbers and the rock.
The Dwayne the Rock Johnson?
I shall personally kill you.
I'm wondering why they want Dwayne Johnson around.
I know, so much. Like, he wasn't even famous back then. This was when he was like Flex Cavana.
Is that a WWF character?
No, he wasn't even in the WWF back then.
No, he did some football?
He did some Canadian football. After Canadian college, football, yeah, he played in the CFL for a while.
Okay,
while he CFL. After college, his father was Rocky Johnson.
I know,
and
Rocky
his
Maivia.
Grandfather mm-hmm. was Peter Mavia.
Oh, Peter Mavia.
So he went out as Rocky Mavia.
Okay,
and shortened it to The Rock. But before that, he had wrestled as Flex Cavana.
I did not know that. Yeah. That wasn't in WWF. That was in a.
I don't know like if that a... was W. If it was like the minor league shit, the you know, there's different reasons. Some... We have Circle City Wrestling here.
Yeah.
A buddy of mine wrestles in.
Okay.
Everywhere's got their own little brand.
Yeah, like there's some like small Lucha Libre type things. And
yeah, I don't know about Lucha Libre, but yeah.
There's another Ring of Honor.
Big hair. We're taking a big hair shot.
Big hair shot.
Samantha Mathis with big hair. She has Taylor Swift tiny cat eyes.
I don't want to take a shot at Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift is a kitty dragon.
I don't like her.
I know that this is a bonus cast.
Okay.
But I'm thinking of the amount of room we have for hosting. This is going to be 2 episodes, I think.
This one? Okay, that's good.
Yeah, I think for the amount of data that we have.
Wow, yeah. Is it going to come out, like, the week that actual Rancor's Brothel comes out? Is it
going to
come out on Thursday or Friday or something? Or?
That's an excellent question. I mean, we are 52 and a half minutes into recording this. Yeah. The movie's in... 110 minutes.
We're
so
shooting
almost
for
two
about
hours.
45 minutes to an hour on our regular shows.
Yeah, so we're going to have to, like... Okay, ready? And hello, and welcome to issue 0.2
Indeed.
Of the Rancor's Brothel.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Matt.
I'm Dustin.
And right now we're watching Yoshi on the screen.
Yes, we sure are.
No, we're going to put this out as one episode. I'm just being a dick. But Yoshi. Aww. Introduction of Yoshi.
Purring. There's purring happening.
Well, dinosaurs purr. Dinosaurs purr.
Mm-hmm. Yoshi, right?
Yeah.
Yoshi, I think, out of all the Super Mario characters, I really appeal... Like, Yoshi is appealing to me.
You were going to say, I really appeal to Yoshi.
I really appeal to Yoshi.
Yoshi thinks you're so sexy.
I want to have reptile butt sex with Yoshi.
Reptiles don't have butts, do they?
They sure do.
No, male reptiles have one hole, and it's called the cochlea.
Is that...
Yeah, I think so.
I've had a lot of sex with reptiles.
Well, you're putting it in their pee hole then.
But, so like, it's their pee hole, their butthole. Penis.
Like, if you go look at like a male alligator, it's just smooth underneath. There's not a big gator dick.
They have what?
It has to come out of the slit.
I know a female reptile, like, you know, maybe I'm thinking of fish. They have the eggs and then they're fertilized.
Yeah, they lay right? the eggs and then something jacks off onto them. That's a fish.
Okay, the reptiles don't do the same thing.
No.
Okay, reptiles can do their own thing.
No,
some can.
Are you talking about, like, inseminate their own eggs?
Yeah.
You know, that's, are you talking about the frogs in Jurassic Park that can change sex?
No, there's a reptile out there.
There's not an asexual reptile. There's, like,
there are.
Bacteria that can do it.
Okay, you continue talking. I'm looking up asexual reptiles.
I swear to God, if you find an asexual reptile, I'll shit.
Asexual reptiles.
Not just asexual, like, non-sexually dimorphic, but, like,
no,
it's just asexual.
By themselves, they can have kids.
You're disgusting. That does not exist.
It does.
Hey, what happens if you throw popcorn kernels into a fire?
Reptiles generally reproduce sexually though some are capable of asexual reproduction.
Okay, are you looking at Wikipedia?
Yeah.
Okay, Wikipedia, it's not canon.
You're not my fucking professor. You're my friend. And, so you can believe me.
You're not my fucking professor!
Oh, wow, that's weird. I clicked on a link and it says Pennsylvanian.
Okay, so back at the movie.
Yeah.
You ass fuck. let's see. Oh, here, Koopa's going to stick out his crazy tongue.
Yeah, that's weird. Koopa didn't have a crazy tongue in the games, right?
No.
He was just kind of a big guy that...
Like, oh, he didn't stick out a crazy tongue. He just, his forehead, like, went weird because they de-evolved him a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Made him a little more crazy. Right. But that's silly. Again, he went in there, they de-evolved him a little bit. He has a machine that can re-evolve him. Why doesn't he just sit down in it? Fucking weird, isn't it? Does it have something to do with him being a germaphobe?
No, I don't
think
so.
He's a complete germaphobe in the movie.
I mean, they could come up with some sort of, like, you know how they have those U-shaped paper things that go over toilets? He can come up with something like that.
To make him smarter?
No.
Out of tissue paper?
If he's afraid of bacteria, he can put that on the machine.
Oh! I just thought he was going to eat a bunch of Kleenexes until he got smart.
Yeah, I eat Kleenexes.
Iggy and Spike, being smarter does not make you a better driver. Good to know.
Man, there's too much wordage on this webpage for me to look up asexual reptiles.
Okay.
Our listeners, please, in listener land, look up asexual reptiles. They exist.
There is Luigi's Rainbow Belt.
Rainbow Belt.
Maybe the Rainbow Road from Mario Kart. I don't know if that's an illusion or if he's just for gay rights. I'm not sure.
Could be.
Fair enough.
I know there's the Rainbow Raider. He's a villain.
There's the Butt Raider. He's a villain. Of your butt.
Is it the Cockknocker? Is that the same
guy? The Cockknocker, yeah. How did you know? However did you know?
Yeah. I'm smart. Once this rock was reinserted...
I've always loved Spike's hair in this movie. The skater cut that's longer in the front and shorter in the back.
Mm-hmm. We had some guys in my middle school that did that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I tried it once, but my hair's too curly, so it just looked really weird.
Right.
Oh, Mario.
He's got kind of a pointy nose. Nothing against Italian people. I have a pointy nose myself, so...
Yeah, whenever I think of Mario, like 8-bit Mario, I think of a bulbous nose.
A big round nose, right?
If they would have put, like... Oh, if they would have put, like, a Gandalf nose on him, that would have been awesome.
A Gandalf nose?
Really? Yeah.
Like, super long and pointy?
No, Gandalf's nose wasn't super long and pointy.
Yeah.
But the prosthetic that Ian McKellen wore in the movies was pretty bulbous.
Right.
And there's the other dimensional World Trade Centers, which are now hauntingly incomplete and looking a lot like, you know, a plane ran into one of them. So that's creepy.
That the Al-Qaeda had anything to do with this movie?
Yeah, they funded it.
I think so.
Jesus.
That seems pretty solid.
Oh, a dinosaur. Yoshi? A paleontologist stuck in another dimension doesn't freak out that her roommate is a dinosaur. She's very accepting of everything
she's like
going around her.
Very open. She's
I'd be dissecting him. Fuck it.
Really? Just, you would kill him
I would
and then dissect
cut his
him.
Throat. And then what? I would pull him apart. I mean, he's a baby T-Rex.
If you knew that he could eat things and poop out eggs.
But how are you supposed to ride him? Look how small he is. He's up to like her pussy.
But if he ate a mushroom, he would grow, right?
No, that doesn't work for Yoshi. That works for the guy riding
I'm sure
Yoshi.
It could.
No.
Has Yoshi ever eaten a mushroom?
Yeah, if you're small Mario riding a Yoshi, and Yoshi eats a mushroom, you grow.
Because Yoshi is very humble. He's going to give the mushroom to his rider first.
Not if he already ate it. It goes into his mouth, and then that...
So it comes up through Mario's butt?
I don't know. Maybe he sweats it out. I'm not sure how it works. But that's what happens.
I think somebody needs to look into that.
I think somebody needs to shut the fuck up. Okay, these look like bad guys from G.I. Joe.
Oh, puncher in the face. That's
puncher
a solid...
In the face.
That's a karate move.
And then I love when he pulls it off, and it, like, pulls the mask right here.
Uh-huh.
Stretch. It's so cartoony.
Yeah, the pressure. And...
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we've stolen a dump truck.
Got a dump truck with some Christmas lights on it.
We've got our weird sadomasochist sexual masks on.
Trash all over this thing, too.
Fungus.
Fungus trash.
Fungus. It's from the, it's from the king.
No.
The king became fungus. The king. Do you know who the king is in this movie? Like when at the very end, like he turns back into a human. Do you know who that actor is?
It's obviously King Arthur.
No, it's Lance Henriksen.
Yeah,
he's the guy that played Bishop in
Dragon
the
Lance.
Aliens movies.
King Arthur, sword, dragon, Dragonlance.
No.
Yeah,
Dragonlance had nothing to do with fucking Arthur's Legend.
No, I think you're wrong.
I think you're wrong. You have my Dragonlance books.
I've only read a third of the first book.
Oh my god. You're only allowed to borrow one at a time from now on.
Okay, they're in my car. Because all of my things are in my car.
Oh, I'm throwing my socks in the fire. They have holes in them.
Oh shit, you just threw your socks in the fire.
Yeah. They have holes in them.
Yeah. I have holes in my socks.
I get rid of my socks. Okay, now we have Crazy Dancing Reptile Babes.
Okay. They mention a bell again.
And Mario and Luigi are dressed like...
What music is going transvestites. On right now? What music is going on? Is it like rap?
Boom, boom, echo like a boom. Boom, boom, echo like a Goomba. Boom, boom. That's the song. I have the soundtrack somewhere.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Mario?
I fucking was all about this shit back in the day. Eat a dick. There was also Walk the Dinosaur.
Boy Meets Girl. I watched a lot of Boy Meets World this morning.
You did.
Woke up at your home. Yeah.
But no, there's Walk the Dinosaur.
Yeah.
Walk the Dinosaur.
I remember that. Yeah.
That's on here.
Okay.
That's in the scene. There is an Ice Mountain water truck stuck outside of my house.
Should we rate it? I don't want
like,
water.
Why is what? Why would you even take a water truck out in fucking 9 inches of snow? Especially from Ice Mountain.
Because you're a good man who likes to do his job.
That poor guy.
I want to shake that guy's hand.
I don't, because he's blocking the one clear lane of road in front of my house.
But how
do you...
You have so much traffic on your road that I... The last time I saw a car on your road was when I rode out with you today.
Oh, my God. Okay, Hammer Brothers in the background. Hammer Brothers tattoo.
Is that like MC Hammer?
No, like the Hammer Brothers.
Who are they?
From Super Mario Brothers. Super Mario Brothers 3.
I remember there being hammers.
Because you can get the Hammer Brothers suit. There's Hammer Brothers in the original Super Mario Brothers game.
Okay.
But you can get, like, a Hammer Brothers suit in Episode 1. Episode 1. Fuck, Star Wars? In Game 3. Fuck.
Yeah.
Okay, Mario, you can dance with me. I'll hit you all you like. Mario, sadomasochist again. He just needs that leather mask back.
And by Charles and Eddie? Why did they put that in
there? The Murphys.
Okay.
Charlie Murphy, Eddie Murphy.
Just for the record, we're watching this with subtitles on, obviously. So you should probably do so as well in listener land. We probably should have told you that.
I would stop the world for you, babe.
Yeah.
Stop. I would stop the things I do. That doesn't make sense. Why would you stop the things you do? If I knew you loved me too? That sounds like a rapist. Charlie and Eddie are rapists.
Not yet. That's not.
They need to put a crack rock in his mouth. Now Mario's all flying high.
I think he's just in love.
Look at the fire in the background. That's kind of
cool.
Fade
my history.
Now he's trying to one-handed take a bra strap off.
No.
Mario, you're dirty.
That's a dance move.
That is not a dance move.
It is. White lies should be open in the dark room, baby. White
blue skies don't last forever.
Never lie in a marriage. Blue skies don't last forever. Sunshine is so hard to believe, and baby...
Okay, you're just reading lyrics to a song. Will you stop?
I'm trying to understand it.
It doesn't really work as a poem when you read it in regular voice.
Should I sing it for you? I'm not going to sing
it. Yeah, sure, love you, baby.
No. I only sing in quartets in front of audiences.
There, Walk the Dinosaur by the Goombas. Called it.
Is it really by the Goombas?
It is. It's a song that already existed, and then they like.
There was actually a band called the Goombas.
They did a cover of it.
Okay.
And it's on the soundtrack.
Okay.
But anyway, I think Walk the Dinosaur is also on the Flintstones soundtrack,
mm-hmm.
which I think I probably also owned.
I thought that when you mentioned it earlier, but I didn't want to seem like...
Because I love the B-52s doing the Flintstones theme song, so I bought that CD with my allowance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they did a few different songs in that...
Yeah, they did a couple of pieces there, didn't they?
I really like that movie. That movie brought back good memories.
The Flintstones?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck yeah.
It wasn't bad.
I went and saw it in the drive-in.
I honestly, anything that John Goodman is in, I love him.
Of course, when you go from the Flintstones and then you go watch like Red State, doesn't really work.
Okay.
That's not one good evening of watching movies.
Right, but would you say that John Goodman is good in Red State?
Oh my god, John Goodman's great in everything. Yeah, King Ralph, even.
He's good in the... what's that TV show?
Roseanne.
Yeah, Roseanne. I was thinking Roseanne.
How do you not think of Roseanne?
Because I've had, what is this, shot number 5 that we're pouring right now?
I was pouring it for myself. I mean, if you're not going to take it, that's cool too.
I'm going to take it.
I just don't puke in my house. There's only one toilet. Just saying.
I can puke in a cup, right? And then drink the...
Swear to God, my baby gets your puke cup.
Why are we taking the shot?
Okay, they're putting the bullet bills in the Thwomp Stompers.
Okay,
I love
over
it.
Over here, put...
Huh? Oh. Cheers.
Cheers. Oh boy. Those are awesome boots.
Okay, they're holding milk crates over their head, right?
Yeah.
What produces milk?
Cows.
Cows are?
Mammals.
Mammals. If you're in a world where everything evolved from reptiles, why would you have a milk crate? Continuity issue.
Not necessarily, because you had these people that came from, like, another dimension, right?
No, these all are derived from reptiles.
No, I mean, but the Mario Brothers.
Yeah, but they didn't bring milk crates with them.
No, but are you saying that's the only time that there's been this connection between the two?
They just say that the hole had just been uncovered because of blasting at the site, which was from the Scapelli Brothers.
So you're saying that somebody couldn't have followed them through with milk crates in hand?
Yeah, I'm saying there's a weekly shipment of milk to the fucking reptile world.
Reptiles like milk. That's solid.
You know what? Why don't you fucking Google that one? Do reptiles like milk?
I'm gonna find out.
Let me know.
Okay.
Jesus.
Yeah, I'm looking it up right now. Okay. Google.
My socks are really burning over there.
Dude, because they're made of material that burns.
That was the most smart thing you've ever said to me.
Yeah, I know.
Jesus. Okay. There. Now we see the king. Which, again, is going to be played by Lance Henriksen later
on. That's actually a Google question. Do reptiles like milk?
Fuck you.
Somebody has looked it up.
Do snakes drink milk?
Do snakes like milk? But we don't want just snakes, right? We just want, like, reptiles.
Milk can kill snakes.
Okay,
That doesn't sound very good.
But that's not lizards.
Okay, what about turtles and lizards? Let's look that up.
Do turtles and lizards like milk? Or do lizards like milk?
I don't know. Turtles like to eat pink mice.
And mice are mammals. They might have milk in their glands.
Not pink ones. They're babies. They don't have milk in them.
No, but...
Maybe they're tummies. And it's mouse milk. How are you going to milk a mouse?
Maybe their brains are like milk.
I have nipples, Greg. Can you milk me? Meet the parents. It all comes back around to earlier conversations.
Indeed.
Okay. Sludge Gulper. That's what they call the dump trucks. In the pseudo neo future.
Grunting. That sounds
like my sex. God.
Many of these can be.
Daisy's in there somewhere. I know it. Why does the building look like it's just torn to shit? I mean, that's really fucking morbid now.
Mm-hmm.
Python Pizza here. King Koopa here. Oh, yes, sir. Like the Koopa special. Pterodactyl tail on that. Yes, dino lizard. Hold the mammal. No worms. And spicy.
Okay, according to what I'm seeing here, lizards and snakes, reptiles in general, don't like milk.
Good to know. Do you know why they don't like milk?
Because most of them reptiles.
There is no reptile that eats plants right now.
Okay.
Besides turtles and shit like that. I mean, like lizards and snakes, they'll eat a little bit, but they mostly eat live prey. You know.
Right.
Like, so why would they eat milk? And... Yeah.
Okay.
There's no, like, need for protein in their diet that they're not
already
getting.
There's not a whole lot of vitamin D in the muscles of a rat.
I don't know about that.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't think you get some.
Yeah, there's going to be some in there, because they get sun. Sun gives you vitamin D, right?
So maybe they just don't have a taste for milk.
Okay, can we talk about the fucking movie? Jesus, we're an hour and 10 minutes into it. Treat your tools like a friend, never let them down, and they're always at your side. Hey, Mario, how come you know... I'm not reading this out loud.
Yeah. Okay, what's going on here? There's a lot of...
They are cutting off the heat to the building.
Mm-hmm.
Because these guys are cold-blooded.
Mm-hmm.
And cold-blooded things, when you lower their body temperature, they slow down.
Because they're cold-blooded.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So they're doing it to the whole building, and giving themselves the advantage.
Because they're mammals.
Yeah. They regulate their own blood temperature.
98.7
body temperature.
Yeah.
98.6, you dingleberry.
My temperature is 98.7, I assume.
Mine's 97.9, but whatever. Look, we get them in the red and green plumber's suits.
Awesome. That's
with
a good
the Swamp Stompers on.
That's awesome.
And that's just a point in the movie when you're like, oh my god, that's the girl.
That's so cool.
And then somehow these Goombas don't see them at all. That one turned literally and looked at them and didn't see them.
It's because they can't turn their heads.
It's fucking ridiculous. Yeah, so early reptilian humanoids don't have neck muscles?
Nope. That's solid logic.
We call that bad writing.
No, I call it nature.
What do you call it, Joseph?
What do you think, Joseph?
What's a cuckoo say?
Cuckoo.
Oh, it does say cuckoo. You're
interesting.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a dad glass.
What he's saying is more interesting than what I've been saying for the last half an hour.
He's pointing at shot glasses and saying, dad.
What's that tell you?
I know. He's fine. He can stand here. We're almost done.
Movies. Kind of smells like poop.
Oh, shit. I already changed a poopy diaper on him today. Nope.
No? Oh, thank you, buddy. You gave me my cell phone.
No poops. Okay, the future of their species.
Oh, very well, then.
You read the girl parts, I'll read the boy parts.
Okay.
If not with you, then on my own.
Is that a thing?
Yeah, that's fine. That's what she says. Dings growling. Alarm ringing. Somewhere, my love, by Frankie Yankovic.
Is he related to...
I mean, how many Yankovics can there be in mass media?
Two.
Yeah, maybe that's the right number. You might be onto something there. I love, is this like the girl from Ipanema? Like, it's the perfect elevator music?
We just had a moment.
We shared.
We did. We just shared. We should share a shot.
Look, Joseph, there's a kitty cat. That's the cat that doesn't like you. So
not on the television. Not on the television screen, listeners. There's not a kitty cat.
No.
There are Mario Brothers and Goombas.
You were my child just crawled into your lap.
Okay. Hey, buddy. How you doing? You want to hang out with us and watch the movie?
We are making the Goombas dancing.
Humming.
That one has on... what was that guy from the Magic back in the day that he was a really good player and he had to have glasses?
Magic Johnson?
No. From the Orlando Magic. Horace...
I'm not a sports
guy. Horace Grant, Homer Grant, someone like that.
Homer Simpson?
Oh, God damn it. It was an H and then a
Grant. Was that a guy in the Civil War?
That looks like tongues. He just offered her a plate of tongues.
She looks like the chick from,
Pump Up the Volume?
No.
The Punisher?
No. You said she was in Punisher. She looks like the girl from Role Models and Wet Hot American Summer.
You've got to just said this summer.
Oh, boy.
Man down!
How you doing, buddy?
Good job! Okay, this is going to sound like a weird edit point, guys, but Dustin tripped my child, and my child started to cry, and Dustin panicked and hit pause on the recording.
Yes.
You can actually hear the aftermath in the background.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't pause the movie right at the exact point that we paused the recording, so at this point, take your DVD remote and skip back till you're at the point 1 hour, 9 minutes, and 45 seconds. Okay. You should have a picture of Lena on the screen. She has a weird smirk. That's the mom. That's Dudley's mom from Harry Potter. There's some harmonica in the background. So on and so forth. So 109:45. We're hitting play right now. Okay. She just entered. She's talking to the Princess Daisy. My son is playing with your phone because you don't deserve it anymore.
It's the five shots, right? Five shots is what I'm in now.
You're such a
Koopa needed me close by. You see, that's.
He needed me underneath of him because I'm his secretary, and that's how it works.
There's a movie about that.
Look, we're recording another track. That's how you fuck this thing up, man.
Interesting. Hey, you want me, the technological guy, to fix it?
Because I'm so glad I don't have to edit this thing at all. This is great.
Yeah, right. Okay. There's a movie. Come here, buddy.
Oh, my God. I'm going to stab the princess. And then Yoshi
a movie about a
sticks
secretary.
Out a tongue and grabs her ankle.
There's a secretary who does a thing on a grass-covered desk, like fake grass, with, the guy who's in that cop movie.
The guy who's in that cop movie.
Yeah. There's a lot of cop movies.
This is such a great conversation.
The one you told me about.
Lethal Weapon 2?
No. before that, you texted me about it and asked me if I had seen the movie.
Oh, fucking the one with Michael Pena and Jake Gyllenhaal?
Yeah.
End of Watch.
His sister.
Mm-hmm.
His sister is in a...
Maggie Gyllenhaal.
Maggie Gyllenhaal is in a movie about
Dark
being
Knight.
A secretary. No, not Dark Knight. She's
never
in a
seen
movie
any
about
other
being
film.
A secretary. And there's a lot of, like, her boss does a lot of, like,
see all these humps
things.
Here? It's my kid making noise. That's funny. Okay, look, they're on the elevator. They got them all dancing.
Yes, they are. Spikes, shoulder pads.
Yeah.
The
like,
chicks
they're
from
like
Role Models.
Really, really shitty. Vegetables.
Well,
thank you.
Yeah.
Where do they get vegetables?
Potatoes and carrots? I threw up a whole carrot once.
Yes,
that was during
did.
The Ipecac
episode.
Yeah, episode.
Get some broccoli, some cauliflower, all nice stuff.
You! Yes, it's us.
Royal Highness, please!
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god, he's plugging your cell phone in.
Yeah, thanks,
my
buddy.
My 18-month-old is so smart.
He really is very smart.
Oh, shooting fireballs!
Daisy gasping.
Goombas are... Not Goomba. Toad is okay. On fire, and he is not happy about it.
Okay.
As we should all be upset.
I have to help him. Somebody's on fire, and
it's
think that...
Toad. Toad is on fire.
I'm
Mojo
just saying,
Nixon.
I think that more people will be concerned.
No.
Daisy was concerned.
She's the one that cares about him. He was to her. He went and... He took the plate of tongues and went and got her vegetables.
So how does she know it's just him? I haven't really been watching the movie. Like, all of them look the same to me.
Well, he's the one with the spiral on his head.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
The harmonica. He wears a harmonica. Which other one wears a harmonica?
Right. I apologize for the racial profiling.
Of Goombas?
They all look the same to me.
Oh my god. Oh, that's funny shit, dude.
Okay, here we go.
Oh, now we have the introduction of this is your father. This ball of snot is your dad.
Is this, Darth Vader?
No. Lance Henriksen.
I am your father?
Oh, no? Okay. I thought you were going for another sci-fi franchise of this is Bishop from the Aliens movies.
Nope. No, I wasn't. You're very wrong. She looks a whole lot like the girl from Role Models. I wish I could remember her name, but your son has my phone.
Well, that's tragic. Maybe next time you shouldn't trip
Mario,
my baby.
Mario, Luigi. He tripped himself. I didn't push him.
Now, this is a fun homage, this scene. The elevator shaft with the fungus in it.
Okay.
They try to make this big jump. They don't make it, but one of them...
The fungus helps them out.
Well, the fungus helps them out and makes them jump in this, like, abnormally, you know... huge way.
Your kid is so smart.
I know, he's plugging a USB into the USB port.
Here you go, buddy.
He's got it upside down, though.
Dummy. What a dummy. Every single time I try to plug it in USB, it's upside down.
I know. An 18-month-old makes the same mistake, God. And he's the asshole.
Right. He's plugging it into my phone right now.
Come on, Mario! Trust! Just jump! Trust the fungus!
Here you go, buddy.
See? Trust the fungus. I almost got a trust the fungus tattoo once.
Really?
Trust the fungus tattoo? No.
I'm going to get a Tetris tattoo.
Nice. And we have the big jumping Mario.
Okay. Do you think that the fungus itself has a mind of its own?
They actually talk about that in the movie, and yes, it does.
Okay, we haven't been watching the dialogue.
Well, I have been. I'm not an idiot, too, so...
He hasn't been watching the dialogue.
No, the fungus throughout the entire city is their old king, which is Lance Henriksen, which I've brought up before.
That's not true. In the show already?
Yes!
You brought it up?
Fucking 3 times.
Oh, wow.
Don't push that button, please. I'll
you should probably... That's not me. He's talking to his kid.
I don't love you. Go that way, buddy.
He's got it wrapped around
his leg.
I got it.
Okay. He's not going to trip.
All right. So, fungus...
So, there's the fungus. Hey, fungus!
That's why
How are you?
He was the fungus was the king. That's why he was dropping down on the throne.
Yeah, he's living in the old de-evolution chamber.
Okay, Yoshi. Here's Yoshi.
So that chain is really wicked long. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
Because he somehow has walked down the hall and into another room.
Yoshi's a good guy.
We should give him a bid.
Now
she takes the chain off after he's walked like a half a mile.
Yeah.
How much would that chain weigh? That's insane.
Is she going to fillet Yoshi?
Yes.
Sure. With that thing?
Yeah.
Oh man, that's got to be
rough. That's the telephone. Everything's shaped like a gun in this.
That's not a telephone.
That's the telephone. Look, I'm going to make a call.
And on a 1980s computer?
It's a compact Presario. You leave that alone.
It's big shit, right?
Yeah.
You shoot it with a laser? That's how you...
Yeah, like, that's their mouse. They use a laser on a screen.
Wow, they're way ahead of their time.
I know.
Mario, Daisy, Luigi, Mario.
Luigi, Mario, it's Daisy. Daisy, we're coming.
Daisy, we're coming.
All over your tits. All over your weird reptilian tits.
That's...
How does she have nipples? If she is derived of reptiles, does she have a belly button?
We looked it up earlier. Reptiles don't do milk.
And they don't have belly buttons or tits.
Interesting.
Yes, man. Oh man, it's cold. It's working. It's
freezing
up.
That's how they know it's cold. It's the hard nipples.
Okay, take the mushroom.
Okay.
Take the mushroom.
Just eat it.
It's moving.
Eat it. Trying to communicate through your mouth.
Through your taste buds. And your hallucinations.
Luigi, it's a mushroom. Come on.
You'll be talking to my sneakers next. I don't put mushrooms on my pizza just on, like, the taste of mushrooms doesn't bother me. But the idea that something can grow on my feet does not deserve my pizza.
Yeah, I don't think those kinds of mushrooms can grow on your feet.
No, I'm sure they can,
specific
but...
types can.
It's, I'm just saying. I don't eat bacteria, and there's plenty of bacteria on my feet.
Well, how about this? Milk...
Oh, shit, I eat yogurt. Yogurt's bacteria.
Would you drink milk from a dog? Dog milk? Or cat, like cat milk?
Like, what's the scenario?
Like,
Hey, they just showed that same cop again, by the way. That
she has The Rock. She has Dwayne Johnson.
Arrest her. She's kidnapped The Rock.
Yep. I think a lot of pieces of media would be without.
She has... She's kidnapped the star of G.I. Joe Retaliation.
That movie's get her! That movie's never gonna happen.
It's gonna happen. It's coming.
No, without The Rock.
Yeah. No. They already filmed it, dude. Yeah. Come on, Dad. Come on out, Dad. Here, Dad. Yeah. Hey, guys. This hunk of snot is my father. He's my father.
He's pooping... This snot is pooping the father.
He poops my dad out. His cock and balls.
Can I have some more pop?
You can have plenty of more pop. You want any ice?
Sure. Or yeah, I guess I should get my own ice. Probably. Why would you ask me if I have to get my own?
Because you were just handing me an empty cup.
Yeah. You're supposed to fill it up.
God, you're such a vagina. Okay, he wants to clobber Koopa too. I love the word clobber in sci-fi fantasy, not used enough. I think it's been taken out because of the
It's clobbering
the thing.
Time?
Yeah, the thing from Fantastic Four.
Yeah.
If you kinda...
Fantastic Four just ruins a whole lot of stuff.
Aw, Chris Evans.
Yeah. He's... Okay. Chris Evans, Captain America, versus Chris Evans, flamethrower.
Flamethrower?
Flame guy? What's his name?
Johnny Storm's his name.
But he is a different guy.
The like, Human Torch. The
Human Torch, there we go. Who would win? Two. The Human Torch versus Captain America.
I mean, I'd put it to Cap, I guess. I think for Johnny Storm.
So? Like, the Cap is incredibly strong.
He's not incredibly strong.
Well, he's got Olympic-style strength.
Yeah.
Olympian
strength and what have you.
Right, so he's fairly strong. He's at the peak of human abilities.
Koopa phone. Everything has Koopa on it.
I think Human Torch wins. Human Torch could just, like, scorch the shit out of Captain America. He's got a shield, but that only covers a certain percentage of his body.
No.
No, yeah.
No, because also, Johnny Storm is, like, 15, 16 years old, if you want to start at the beginning.
Yeah.
Okay, he's a teenager. He doesn't have the balls to take on a full-grown American soldier.
So you're saying he would shy out of the fight.
He would puss out. Oh, there's the chief of police again.
Not
really, really, just hands-on, to the point of abducting women.
I don't really in-depth look into, like, these characters, but from what I've seen, the Human Torch doesn't...
Smoking in a movie for children. Away. That lady is smoking in a movie for children.
The Human Torch doesn't shy away from shit.
Are you fucking still talking about this?
Yeah, I am.
Trying to watch Super Mario Brothers.
Human Torch takes it.
I'm drawing a brontosaurus and coloring outside the lines.
There's some hissing going on. Humph.
Humph.
Is that a sex sound? Humph?
Humph.
Does that happen in sex?
Like I want to humph you in the butt?
Yeah.
I would never say that to anybody.
Okay, fair enough. Human. Oh,
yeah. Hey, Mario! Best line. She's like, okay, you gotta be quiet, but my boyfriend Mario.
She is very Italian, right? Like, that's the hand motions and the hair and the...
I mean, for all we know, the lady's fucking Polish, but, I mean, it's the part. They made her upright to look like a Brooklyn fucking,
Right. Nothing against Italian people
in
general.
Hey, Mario!
But, yeah, she's got some Italian flair.
In the movie. Ba-boom. Fireballs. Fireball. Oh, kick. I don't remember Mario ninja kicking.
I saw a hey-ya. Is there some ninja action going
on?
Yeah.
Hey-ya!
Okay.
And I did not know that mattresses on an ice rink would be a slide. I would think that the fabric would maybe not work so well with that.
I think there's 90% of our Earth's fabrics would slide on ice.
Okay.
I mean, if you're...
She's from Queens. Oh, look at them putting a regional Queens joke into Super Mario Brothers, because nobody else gets that in the world. Hey, I'm the chief of police. Here's your crack rock, sir. I've brought you a crack rock with my patent leather cuffs on my shirt.
He's the chief of police from this dimension.
Right. Yeah, the whole dimension. Think of that. They only have one city
yeah.
in the other dimension. How does evolution work like that? There, I mean, for 65 million years, you've only been in one tiny region of the world. There's not enough, like, genetic dimorphism for that to occur.
When was this dimension created, like?
At the point of impact from when the meteorite that killed the dinosaurs hit the Earth. So 65 million years ago.
Okay.
They say that in the movie.
And so you're saying that all police officers at this time period have the same outfits and hats?
Like, yeah, I mean, that's another thing, like... The idea that cars are designed basically the same, four wheels,
just with a
same
giant
structure.
Engine
yeah.
in the front and a snow scoop.
A snow scoop? You mean plow? Okay.
A plow.
Yes. Okay. Six shots in?
Well, what about they all speak English?
Yeah, exactly.
They have a word for plumber. You know?
They do. So, I don't.
The music in this scene is actually really fun.
Matt. I don't really think that this would actually happen.
Oh, you think that the premise of Super Mario Brothers the movie is unreal?
I think it is.
No shit. Unreal. Fucking, it took you, how long have we been recording? An hour and a half now, and you're just now fucking realizing that?
Hey, I'm just saying, like, when I played the video game, perfectly logical.
Oh, yeah. Well, if you jump on a turtle... It goes in its shell, and if you jump on it again, the shell just shoots forward a million miles an hour.
And if you're between
yeah.
two pipes, it bounces back and forth until you jump on it again.
Oh, my
stops.
God.
That's
all right. Flip Goombas. Flipping Goombas. Flipping Goombas. Take a shot.
Turtle cell logic is solid. If you jump on a turtle shell, the turtle will go inside the shell.
My pet turtle shit its own asshole inside out when I was a kid, and it cost me $20 to have him put to sleep.
He shit his what?
He shit his asshole inside out.
Okay.
And he couldn't eat anymore. So my dad, while I was at school one day, took him to the vet, and the vet put him down. My dad made me give him $20. And I was like, why? And he said, because I had your turtle put to sleep. I was like, you had him put to sleep. Like, you give me $20, I'd have thrown him on a train. It would have been a horrible way of dying, but what a ride.
Yeah, right.
I mean, like, this is the greatest day of my turtle fucking life. Mm-hmm. Jacob Reynolds.
Jacob Reynolds. I miss Jacob Reynolds.
Hope he listens to this.
Jacob,
someday.
I love you.
Sir, your pizza's here. Not now.
Sir, your pizza's here.
Your pizza's here, sir. Hey,
pizza coming out. Come on.
Pizza pie.
That's a Futurama reference.
I love in Spider-Man. It takes place in Manhattan, and the guy that runs the pizza shop in Spider-Man 2 that he works at is Indian. It's hilarious.
Yeah.
Okay, put the bullet bill in the Thwomp Stomper.
In the video games,
boom.
Does Koopa laugh?
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure.
I don't know.
Okay, let's shoot another boot. Honestly, who throws a shoe? You fight like a woman.
Who throws a shoe? Actually,
fireball.
Speaking of throwing shoes, I'm friends with two twins, the Huffman twins. And they were...
Trust the fungus.
They were pretty good buddies for, you know, but, like, whenever I was hanging out at their house, like, one of them would be playing, like, N64, I don't know, 007, whatever. They'd be playing video games. The other one would shut the console off just to piss his twin off, and there would be shoes flying like nobody's business between these two guys. Like, anything close to them, they would throw. They fought like nobody's
Sparky.
Business. Like...
That's from
Brandon Sparks?
No, Sparky's from Super Mario Brothers 2.
Okay.
It's a character.
Okay.
It's like Fry Guy. I had a set of twins that were friends in high school, and they get mad at each other. They would yell, "Your mom," and then get sad.
Oh, like, it's my mom, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, man, eat a dick. Your mom. Ah, oh, damn it.
Yeah.
That was when your mama jokes were big.
Yeah, right. These twins were pretty cool. I need to catch up with them. So Scott and Randy Huffman, shouting out to you.
Oh, I got the crack rock, and her hair is all cracked out to go with it, too, so it works.
You're
Mario's doing
this?
A fake out.
Yeah,
this is my shoestring.
There's some laughing.
Come and get it.
They think it's fun. You monkey?
Yeah, that's kind of racist.
Yeah. None of them are black.
Huh? Well, I know, but still. I don't know if that would work. That one chick is still smoking. How is she running and keeping up with the rest? That's unrealistic.
I don't think that this is
how many cigarettes did she pack when she got kidnapped?
A lot.
Clearly.
Mm-hmm.
My time has come. The universe is mine with my gigantic hair, and I'll marry Vernon Dursley and we'll make a baby.
Right. Let's see, die, you man.
Car horn blowing. There's a dead man. See, that implies that this cab ran into a guy and left him there for months to just rot, and he didn't care. I wonder if they have maggots in this dimension, because that'd be disgusting.
I bet they do. Mm. I don't see why not.
Gross. Get back here, plumber!
Excuse me.
My time is come. Look at her. If you have to fight something that hard...
The Rock will merge into two dimensions. He's going to be a WWE star and a movie star.
Lena, from experience, if you're trying to put a phallic object into a hole and it's pushing back that hard, don't force it.
Yeah,
let
that's rape.
Gently slide in.
That's rape.
That is rape. You're raping that rock, lady. You're raping Dwayne Johnson.
And that's not good.
I loved Steve Carell. Mario. One time. Oh,
I like Mario with his tool bag.
Oh,
there's nothing in his tool bag.
No, he's just he took Luigi's. Luigi threw him it and said, "You know, take my."
He had the one bomb. The fungus. Left.
It's a ba-bomb.
A ba-bomb. Sorry. There's a lot of yelling going on.
His mustache kind of twists up at the edges. That's cute.
I did that for a while.
I did too.
I could do that with my mustache. Right
Jeff
now.
Gorham does that. It's awesome.
Yeah. See, I can kind of do it.
Okay. Right. Oh, the fuse is lit. Do you remember the Reebok reference from the movie?
Mm-mm, no, I don't.
They show the bottom of the bomb's foot later, and it says Reebok.
Yeah, really?
It's just funny.
Nice.
Little product placement.
Mm-hmm.
I remember laughing so hard in the theater when we saw that.
Product placement in movies and TV shows doesn't help me buy things.
Oh, it does for me. Like, I totally want to eat, like, or have drink Pepsi.
Do you really?
Yeah, no.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Okay.
Rufflehead?
Come on, Rufflehead.
What does Rufflehead mean? Is it because of his mohawks? Like, his hair?
And that, or he's like, come and get me, you Elizabethan era son of a bitch.
Is that right?
Yeah. Because come and get me, like William Shakespeare, motherfucker.
Come and get me, concert band, choir.
What?
Guy? Ruffle shirts?
No, not in my high school.
In college.
Okay, and now... Oh, and this lady is now gone from sci-fi fantasy until Harry Potter, 10 years later.
Who does she play in Harry Potter?
She is the mother of Dudley Dursley.
Yeah, you told me that earlier.
Several
on.
Times
yeah.
I've said this.
Yeah.
When you listen back to this, you're going to be amazed. I'm just amazed at how little liquor you've
been. I'm going
to
learn so much.
Only I can withstand the force. Whoa!
I'm
hitting an imaginary wall!
There's a lot of lightning, electricity. Is Thor around?
Yes.
Okay.
They're actually in Asgard. That's the other dimension they're in.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little birthday candle.
Man, I feel like Thor would just kick the shit out of this bad guy.
Yeah. Koopa in the video games or Koopa here?
Like, who's better?
Yeah.
Koopa in the video game.
Well, who would Thor beat?
Thor, both of them.
Now, look at this. Look at this CGI. Look at that. Oh, everything's pixelated.
Mm-hmm.
Look at that. Oh, no. I'm turning into an 8-bit version of myself.
Yep. And that's how the video game
you
got
filthy
started.
Mammal! There's the Hammer Brothers in the background.
Mm-hmm.
We're merging!
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh, Dennis Hopper.
And then they became a video game.
Give me the wheel puller. Mm-hmm. It looks like a corkscrew.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, hold on to me. That implies that if she let go of him at all, he would just fly backwards at 1,000 miles an hour.
Right.
It's awesome.
That's solid logic.
And then if he is...
Twin Towers.
Yeah,
ooh,
and one of them is all fucked up.
That makes me kind of like...
That's uncomfortable.
Makes my heart hurt.
Like when... Sometimes when I watch a show and I get embarrassed for a character, I call it Flim Flam.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just feel that empathic embarrassment for them. Like when you first watch Jim and American Pie get caught fucking the pie, and you're like, oh my god! Like,
that's
feeling.
Flim-flam.
That's what I feel right now. Okay. That's the Super Scope 6.
Right.
He's holding.
Okay.
That is just
that's
a video
the,
game piece.
Okay.
That's a controller for the Super Nintendo.
Okay.
That's a chimp.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's Dennis Hopper.
Okay. That makes sense.
That's tooth decay.
Dennis
Hopper. Dennis Hopper. Well, Dennis Hopper can download eight shows in one sitting. I can watch The Walking Dead, Being Human, and 6 other shows I don't give a shit about. All on Sunday nights.
That's how I prepare for our shows.
I'm making that up, because Being Human's on Mondays. Oh, Mushroom grew.
Oh, my God.
You can't make Mario grow bigger, because that's not physically possible, but you can make a mushroom grow bigger, and that's analogous.
I guess that makes sense.
And now he can feel that they're going back, which is weird. Mm-hmm. Oh, and then see how they made him grow?
Mm-hmm.
Like, just for a visual? Yeah, that's kind of funny. My head is spinning! My head is spinning too, sir!
Poltergeist?
Oh, Exorcist, not Poltergeist. Okay, somehow nobody stopped the bomb at all. Nobody has thought to dunk a bucket of water on it.
Yeah.
This guy, who looks like Chris Farley's...
I read that he does have a brother like that. Mentally handicapped.
Okay, stop it. I'm editing. Kevin Farley is in all of Chris Farley's movies. If you watch,
really?
Yeah.
Does he have
him? Never a big huge part or anything.
Okay. You can edit that out.
Okay. I can't really because that messes up. So the bomb is going up a wall because bombs can defy gravity. Mm-hmm. Never happened in the gameplay.
No,
but it can
never
happen
did.
Here.
Yeah.
That's fine. I'm not going to judge you.
Shoot him! Shoot him!
Somewhere, my love.
Is that how the song goes?
I don't know, but that's Toad making them all
rat?
Dance again, because Toad is on their side.
Mm-hmm.
Big Bertha.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I called that one. Okay. Oh, punch him. Domino effect. I bet there's a sound effect that sounds like dominoes there. I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
The bomb's still defying gravity. That's weird. Spider-Man bomb.
Yeah.
I have a Super Soap 6.
It's a badass flint.
Two of them. What'd that say? Who's donuts? Drippy's donuts?
I missed it. Square donuts. Must have been.
They opened one up the block.
I heard on your podcast.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mad Chat.
Mad Chat.
Shout out.
www.realmadchat.com.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. So, why couldn't they come up with something like a scenario to make them shoot fireballs out of their hands?
Because it's totally unrealistic. Reebok.
This, traveling to
Did
another
you see
dimension
it? Reebok,
with dinosaurs?
Reebok.
Oh my god, yeah, I
Reebok.
See it. But traveling to another dimension with...
And look, it's not even that big of an
dinosaurs
explosion.
Dinosaurs isn't realistic?
The gas tanks exploded larger earlier than this.
Yeah.
So that's ridiculous that everybody's all scared of the bomb. It's like a grenade. So stupid. No, this whole movie is horribly unrealistic. Like,
I think at that point you don't need...
I would believe Star Wars before I believe this.
So, it's not about, like, believing that it's true.
But believing that it's possible?
You really set aside reality for certain shows, right?
Yeah.
So you can set aside reality and believe that these guys shoot fireballs out of their hands.
So this is weird T-Rex. Now we look like a T-Rex.
Is this Jubilee-style fireworks?
Yeah.
Not doing a whole lot.
T-Rex, and now we go to slime.
Mm-hmm.
See, and this always begged the question, because me and my friends, the ones, we were very young, and we thought this movie was great, because we loved Mario.
Right.
And it was just, we were at the perfect age to watch this flick, so we figured, oh my god, they just turned him to slime? All it would take is for some loyal retainer to take one of those evolution guns and shoot that slime, and then boom, we've got Super Mario Bros. 2. You know, we were ready for it. We thought it was happening. We thought for sure they would make a franchise out of this.
I'm
Star
saying
Wars
now.
And Star Trek level.
I'm saying it now. I think in the future there will be a Super Mario Brothers 2. Somebody will come.
No,
up.
I think they'll reboot.
Yes,
well before they will.
So they're going to make a Super Mario Brothers, and then
I think that there was a reason why, if you watch Wreck-It Ralph, that Mario was alluded to but was never shown.
Mm.
They had Bowser in it.
Yeah,
but they made references to Mario in the film, but never showed him
okay. The
way that they did other, you know, video game characters.
Right.
So you just wait.
He's going to come around.
Yeah, it's coming.
I think so.
An actual Super Mario Brothers movie. Okay, all the Goombas are dancing, and then they do this jazz hands thing. Yeah!
Mm-hmm.
Jazz. Okay. Then magically, without anybody activating the machine, the king becomes the king again.
Mm-hmm.
He does the fake cough. Oh, fungus. That's Lance Henriksen.
Okay.
Love those plumbers.
Yeah.
Yeah, I fucking know what's happening, man.
I do not. I like the suits.
It's funny.
Red,
it's
green.
It's funny. Like, we can tie this into the canon. That would work.
Do you think that the colors of those suits...
Open the gate, not pick up the baby. There is no pants in the baby.
How are you?
Please pee on Dustin. Please pee on Dustin. Do it now. Joseph, pee. Joseph, pee.
I thought he had a diaper on.
You just touched my child's ass.
Sorry.
His bare ass, you disgusting man!
That's horrible. I would, I would never.
I'm witnessing nothing bad happened. Trust me.
Good.
The child escaped in a diaper-changing process.
Right.
Of which he is very wont to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, he will seriously do the pressed ham at a moment's notice.
Every time I get my diaper changed, I run off like crazy.
I bet you do, you fucker. kissing the reptile.
Yeah.
It's like making out with a turtle.
Well, she's in
human form. This is what would happen if Michelangelo and April O'Neil finally hooked up.
You think that's the turtle that she would go out with? Michelangelo?
I don't know. Now she's a hip guy. No, it'd be Leonardo.
Yeah, I think Leonardo probably has the best head on his shoulder.
There are pants, right?
Okay. How you doing?
My child has an unnatural affinity for Dustin Leinenbach. I don't know what that's about.
Because like, I'm a nice fella.
No, I just picture you as like a guy that walks dogs that always keeps bacon in his pocket. Like, you have something on your person that my child's attracted to.
Yeah, it's opiates.
It's opiates. I knew it.
Your child loves opiates.
Who doesn't, though, honestly? Okay, I just received this crack rock and understand now what it does. I can open a portal to another dimension.
Right.
And then I can shut the portal behind
me. That's the next step.
And then, see how Mario sticks his head back in and grabs him? Mm-hmm. Originally, when he goes through the portal, he falls, like, hundreds of feet. But now he's, like, able to just, like, stand there and be like, hey, come on, let's go.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
What the fuck is that?
That makes sense to me.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah. There was a ledge there that he stood on before he fell.
Hey, if the king... Just open the door. If the king turns back into fungus, or turns back into a human after the fungus... Where are you going?
No, I'm listening.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to react to your...
Then why... I mean, the movie's over in 3 minutes. Sit down. You can pee in a minute.
God, I gotta pee so bad.
You'll live.
He's calling people on your phone.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God. He called your sister earlier.
Yeah, he did.
What do you call now?
I don't know. These two people.
I swear to God.
6-4-7-1.
Oh, my God. He dialed fresh numbers?
Yeah, he did. He dialed fresh numbers.
Oh, my God. Joseph, how did you know to use the area codes?
All right. Fair enough.
My child's so smart. Okay.
812 area code.
See, and this right here, this closing scene alludes to a sequel. Like, you're never going to believe it. I believe it.
You do?
You do. I believe.
Six
and then
there's
cut.
A chick. Yeah, Daisy.
So, Super Mario Brothers title shot again. There we are. Rancor's Brothel. Issue number 0, maybe issue number 0.2. I don't know.
I feel there was a lot of solid information in this. In this commentary,
I think that this will just work as something funny for you to listen to.
I think that you learned to work. You learned a whole lot in this commentary. Thank you for listening.
Thank you so much. Hey, like, Daniela, played by Dana Kaminsky, look her up. Mojo Nixon, Toad, I win.
Gianni Russo is
Lance
Scapelli.
Henderson.
Yeah,
I'm awesome.
Thomas Meredith is a Goomba. There's four other Goombas as well.
Wow,
Maxovich. Reporter number 2 is Pat Noday.
I like Japanese businessman number 2, Matt Nico.
Yeah, Nico.
Dan, okay, narrator is Dan Castellaneta.
Yeah, I know
That's a guy from, he does Simpsons.
We met once in a...
No, he does Simpsons. Yeah. That's Homer.
Yeah, I know. We met.
You've never met Homer.
I met him. I met
Fuck
Homer.
You.
He's a buddy of mine. God. Fred Caruso, you
don't believe this guy. Okay,
manager.
shut up. Okay, look, seriously, this has been great. Thank you for the time. Thank you for listening. Check out www.followthe.tv. Thank you for supporting us.
Lenny
and
Young.
Continue to listen. Hit subscribe. Rate the show on iTunes. Tell 10 of your friends how awesome the show is.
Peter
Tell Dustin to shut the fuck up.